And welcome to the Unnamed Week podcast. This is Andrew.
Oh, no, because I'm here, I must go second. Well, this is Douglas.
Once again, we're back. Yes, I know that made no sense, but let's move on. This is bear number two. Let's start out as usual what we watch this week. This week...
A drunken podcast.
We have to have a drunken podcast every few times.
Yes. Sure. Especially when a new bear comes out. Well, this one is about a couple months old, but...
We haven't had it before.
And it's awesome. Well, more awesome than anything else that we have out here.
Well, this week I watched a ton of films. Today I watched Ponyo on the Cliff.
It's about time.
It's been one thing that's just been sitting there and I've been meaning to watch, and I finally watched it, and I have to say, I'm slightly disappointed. I like the movie and it's a good movie, but it doesn't it doesn't match up with my Miyazaki standard. Okay. It does have some fantastical...
Explain why it doesn't live up to Miyazaki standard.
Like, whenever I watch a Miyazaki film, like, I feel throughout the movie that I'm just placed, not just within this whole world, but within the story, this adventure plot that he usually puts forth. While in this film, the plot itself felt a little slower than usual, and it just didn't feel right for me. I mean, it did have that scenery that was amazing. It did have a lot of great... shots, a lot of great fantastical things. I love in the second half when the Ponyo and Sasuke are on the boat and they're going through while it's been flooded and you're seeing all the fish underneath them. I love that moment. But generally, like, I just felt like, yeah, I like his other movies more. I think it's a watch for anyone who's interested, of course. And if you like have children and you don't want to watch the crappy children's movies that are out there, make them watch this one. But really, like, compared to other Miyazaki films, especially because he is one of my favorite directors out there, it's not his best. I also watched Labyrinth. I know I might have seen this before, but I'm going to count it as the first time because I don't really remember anything. And I loved it. David Bowie was David Bowie. It was the 80s.
More do you need?
Jim Henson's puppetry was awesome. It was just a fun movie to watch. This is another movie which you need to make your children watch. I talked to, who was it, Aaron Dej on Twitter, and he said he watched it as a child and he was scarred. Maybe. I don't know. Watching it, I can see that because you can take a lot of things from the David Bowie moments and a lot of the... Like, they have this one moment with the hands that talk, and it's really crazy.
I've seen that movie, but I don't remember anything.
She falls down into this pit of helping hands, and, like, she'll talk to the hands, and the hands will make a face, like, five hands will come together and make a face.
Do they say, like, talk to the hands?
No, they don't. And they're like, make up your mind what you want, and they move the hands to make... It's hilarious. I loved it. It's a fun movie. I also watched The Usual Suspects for the first time.
And...
Wait. What Usual Suspects?
Bryan Singer's Usual Suspects. I bought it on Blu-ray.
For the first time, I'm watching.
The first time.
I bought it blind.
Don't ask me. Don't look at me. No, right? He is his own man.
This has to be your fault.
And this is another amazing movie that I watched this week. Even though I do have one criticism.
No, you don't. Moving on.
But I won't mention it because it is a spoiler. So I will leave it alone. If Damien wants to know, I'll tell
you. No, you can't have a criticism.
Oh, yeah. You told me, and that's retarded.
I'm sorry. It's just a little.
He has a criticism of The Usual Suspects.
Also, the last movie that I saw this week was The Informers.
You said you watch a lot of movies.
Well, the rest of them I'm leaving for Doug. Oh, wait, there is one other that I can talk about. And the other one is the one we're reviewing this week, so I kind of... Yeah. Anyways, The Informers, that's a bad movie. As people have made clear on the internet, I should have listened to them. It's a bad excuse for looking at Amber Heard's breasts. And as beautiful as those can be, as Damien will plug in right now, there's the internet. And the last movie I watched this week that I want to talk about is Cameron Crowe's Say Anything. For the first time, I sat down and I watched this film. And, I mean, I liked it, but I definitely didn't fall in love with it. I loved, oh crap, I can't even remember his name right now. He played the father in the Frasier TV show. He plays the father in this movie. I loved his character more than any
John
of the others.
Somebody.
I don't know his real name. Yeah, it's a nice movie, but and once again, Joan Cusack gets her side role as Johnny's cast.
Of course.
And that's what I really watched this week. Douglas?
Well, what did I watch this week? That is a very good question. I watched a few movies, a little bit more than last week, but not, you know, to Andrew's standards of idleness.
Unemployment.
I saw a film that I've actually watched the first half of already. I watched it while I was in college doing a music course, and I thought it was fantastic, and for some reason I just have never finished it. And so I started all over this week and watched the whole thing, and it was pretty decent. Not as good as I remember it. I kind of had it on this pedestal, but
and
it was still decent. The name of this film was Amadeus. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen Amadeus.
Pretty decent.
I've seen clips.
That song.
Amadeus, Amadeus.
Oh, that song is awesome. But I love it. I love the acting from the guy that supposedly kills Mozart. He's actually also in Scarface, you know, which is
a cool thing. Who's in Scarface?
He is the guy that like hates Tony Montana but gets him into the game, and then he gets killed and thrown out of a helicopter.
Alright. The big drug yeah. Man. I thought at first you were talking about the bald head dude.
That
big
people that were
throwing yeah.
Yeah. Okay, alright, move on.
Alright, I also watched another. Well, I shouldn't say another.
Spoilers
for Scarface. Spoilers, whoops. If you haven't watched Scarface, it's your own fault. okay, I watched a movie that actually got a lot of buzz on the internet. People just love this movie, and I'm actually not sure why. It's All the Boys Love Mandy Lane.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of
it? I've heard the name, I've never seen it.
Well, anytime I see something on the internet about this film, it's, you know, getting praise galore. It is a horror movie, so, you know, so you have an easy reason to hate it. But it's not that I really hate the movie. The movie is not bad, but it's just okay. Why would I give so much praise to an okay movie?
You did it with Near Dark.
Shut up. Near Dark is amazing. But, you know, it's a pretty decent, it's an okay movie, but I wouldn't go over the top on it. Another movie I saw was Christmas Carol. I saw it with Andrew. Not that great. Technically it was good, but I didn't really want to watch that.
Christmas Carol.
Yes, the Christmas Carol. Jim Carrey, Ebenezer Scrooge, Three Ghosts.
Okay.
The 3D, the new Zemeckis 3D version.
Okay. Yeah.
Thought you guys took my advice and watched The Christmas Tale, but that was too much.
No. Why would we listen to you? I mean, if we didn't make this agreement that we would pick reviews and force each other to watch, we would have watched The Lives of Others.
Wait, what movie is that?
The Lives of Others.
Good point.
One movie.
Good point.
I don't know. Oh well.
No, I saw it.
Douglas, at this point, we're no longer friends.
Alright, and the last movie I saw this week was 2012. It surprised me by not being horrible. However, it still was nowhere near good. And that's about all I have to say about that movie.
Does he destroy the earth?
Yes, he does.
Of course,
come on. What did he go to watch? Isn't that what he went to watch?
Not for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it was a tad bit long.
It's impressive. I wanted to watch it, sent your boy here an email.
Yeah.
I'm like, did they show it digitally? And he's like, no. And he's like, 2012? And he was
I was
like,
wondering why.
A Christmas Carol was digital. I'm like, why is Andrew writing extra shit? Ask him.
It makes no sense. I mean, exactly. Why would you... This movie is the perfect digital.
You see, why they invented digital?
But, you know, I mean,
I know exactly why they did it.
Is just so incompetent.
I know exactly. Well, all right. that's sort of, all right. Outside of the fact that they should be able to have digital projectors in all of this room, we've figured out that they only have 2 digital projectors, and it's in the big room 3, and
we haven't figured that out. what we have figured out is that they only project digitally in two theaters. That doesn't mean to say that they can't have one and move it between the two theaters. And I wouldn't put that past them.
I don't think they can do it.
You don't? Okay, alright.
I think what they did was they called in the people, they made them install them, and they're like, yup, we're not moving that shit ever. And because the other room is the little room, and they know Christmas Carol should sell because it's the 3D, and 3D is selling like crazy. Because every time we go to a 3D movie, it's more or less.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, but that's because all the kids
2012
like,
is dominating the box office, and they bet on Christmas Carol. Why?
Well, Christmas Carol dominated
because
in its week. In its week, yes, it did.
Son.
Didn't so, it?
2012.
Am I telling
well,
you?
Well, hold on, wait.
Worldwide made like 250.
All right. Christmas Carol won
yeah.
on its week. Dominated? No.
No.
It was like an inch away
don't,
from
like,
two.
Don't
right,
you
like,
dominate?
It was like a million off from
you
two.
Dominate when you win?
Well,
no, no.
Well, 2012 made twice the amount as everyone else.
30 million is not dominated.
Anyways.
70 million
oh,
is dominated.
But you know what made me happy? Speaking of 30 million, I saw a poster.
Oh, yep. Cheers.
I saw a poster at the movies when we went there to watch either one of these movies. And that poster was another 30 million on it. It was Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes. But much
I'm
like
so
500 days or something.
Well, that one came out.
That one came out like
yes.
5 months
Nine
later.
9 years later. It
didn't come out 5 months late. Why do you keep saying that?
Because it did.
No, it didn't. I explained this to you.
Explain again, sir.
Yes.
The only reason we feel is 5 months late because we've been waiting since December last year when I was begging for a screener.
Right?
Right? It came out late July and we got it. When was it? October? That was 2 months.
I think that was
August,
last
September.
Didn't it come out last week? I think it did, probably.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
You know what, whatever.
Exactly.
What did you watch? What did you watch this week, Damien?
What's your favorite movie of the year? Hands down, no.
Which favorite movie of the year? Come
I
on.
I can't talk about it yet. Just think. What would Andrew's favorite movie of the year be?
I know what my favorite.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
The movie.
Right. I've seen how
bastard.
You could have gotten the said movie. There were very many places to get said movie during
bastard,
the last couple
right.
of weeks. Yes.
I've already admitted it's not my favorite of the year.
And I saw another movie that gives you woo. And that's the commercial stat.
What?
You don't understand me, see the movie. I saw, I got a screener for Black Dynamite.
yes.
No, I don't know.
You were to share that screener,
yes.
And still I haven't gotten it yet, because I haven't been able to watch it yet.
Yes,
I did see it with you the first couple of minutes, but I haven't, you know, gone through the rest of it.
Supposed to bring it here, but
yeah.
I'm a lazy bastard.
Yes, you are.
This movie is phenomenal. I don't consider myself a Michael Jai White fan. Well,
I don't
did,
think many people do.
I did before. But this movie has single-handedly turned all of that around.
Wow.
There is...
Bear done.
Yeah, it's very
it
sad.
Is, it is so refreshing to see someone... take that concept and do it right. They did everything perfect for this movie. It is a blaxploitation movie and a parody. It's like a parody of a parody and it is from beginning to end. You like the only movie that I've laughed anywhere near as much as this movie. Is The Hangover and Old School.
Old School, really?
No, I love that movie. That's.
I'm not saying it's bad, but boy, Old School.
Son, this movie is fantastic. And like they do a lot of little things that like because we watch a lot of movies, we understand and get why it's funny. Like they leave the boom mic in the scene, and he's like delivering his lines and like looking up at the movie. And like they linger on transition, so he says something profound, and they play the music, and then the music stops, and they don't switch, they don't cut the scene so he's just there looking around for like a second too long. And then the jokes and the outfits and the chases and the dialogue. This movie is. Like, this is the best black exploitation movie ever. It's better than
How dare you, Blackula?
Right. As I finally got a chance to see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
What do you think?
It's a kid's movie. It's not terrible. I thought it was going to be terrible. Even though people on the internet were like, no, it's not as bad as it is. People on the internet lie.
I actually didn't mind that movie at all.
No,
I thought it was okay.
No, it's not bad. But it's not anything special, though. It feels like another like Kung Fu Panda type movie where it's better than most of them that aren't from Pixar. But it's not Pixar, though.
Not better than Wall-E.
Up is still light years ahead of this movie. Because Up is awesome. What else did I watch this week? I saw Super Troopers again.
Isn't that fantastic?
I watch a movie like once a week.
Beerfest is better.
What's that?
Beerfest is better.
I beg your pardon? No. I won't lie, I'm a huge Beerfest fan,
we're not arguing. Beerfest is good. That's not the argument. Super Troopers
is better. You see, well, you know what it is? You haven't watched Super Troopers enough. You haven't grown to love Super Troopers.
You see, that's the same thing you would say to Damien about the Big Lebowski, and he'd just tell you to shut up.
By the time it gets like, every time we watch that movie, like 10 minutes in, there's just this giant smile on my face, and I'm like, this movie sucks. I saw the trailer for
taste like snozzberries, by the way, you know?
And they chug maple syrup.
For littering and
meow.
So yes, what else do you have to say for yourself?
And I saw
meow.
I saw this old movie called M.
M or Dal.
I've heard the name.
Just M?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
I'm sure
you
know that one.
Old ass movie. And it's good. I really want to. I think part of the mystique about this movie is that most people going watching this movie blind. Because the name of the movie is M.
Does it have anything to do with James Bond?
No.
I didn't know that's what I meant.
And you go in and you're like, what the hell is this movie about? There's a synopsis there on IMDb, but it doesn't help at all. And although you bastards never went to watch this movie anyway.
Probably not.
I just, for the people out there who are listening, just go and watch M. That's can't be that hard to find. Your movie's M. And outside of that, there were some other shitty movies. I've started catching up on Smallville because it's like 9 episodes in. And I watched 3 episodes and then...
Isn't this like season 25 or something?
It's like season 100 and something.
I haven't watched that
at
all.
Like, I think it's competing with Young and the Restless.
Yeah, because that thing was playing from when I was in high school, I think. And I've been out of high school a very long time.
This is nine years of Smallville.
Wow.
Yeah, it's getting kind of silly.
Getting?
No, it was good for a couple of years.
Exactly, there have been 9.
I know, so that's all I watched.
Nice to know. Anyways, moving on into news this week. Apparently, they've hired editors to go work on Wolfman.
First, they fire the man who is the legend, Danny Elfman. And now they need to bring in two big editors. By the way, you will appreciate this much more than Andrew, because I've told this to Andrew and he kind of just said, what? So, no big deal. One of the great editors that they've brought in to make this movie wonderful was a sound editor in the conversation. I know that everybody seems to believe that this is a classic movie, The Conversation, Gene Hackman, Francis Ford Coppola. It's not. And the sound was not something good. Dream, I said to Andrew, just this dream sequence alone. And he says to me, what was wrong with the dream sequence?
Everything.
And I kind of shut up after that.
Breaking must be made.
Yes.
I'm not here. I'm like,
this movie just seems to be getting worse and worse in the news. Like, as we said, Danny Elfman got cut out. It was supposed to come out this year. It's delayed, had tons of reshoots, and now new editors are coming in
and
to chop the movie up.
By the way, this is nowhere near the first sign of problems. Remember, Romanek was supposed to direct it, and, you know, he fell out. So, clearly, something is up with this project.
Maybe the studios had a different vision for the movie. I don't know. They want it to be... Maybe he made it, you know, cater to one set of people, and the studios probably took a look at it and went, this won't be as mass market as they'd like it to be, and hired people to change it to make it more appealing to everybody.
Possible. I mean, it just doesn't look good on paper is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I found this news item on Film Junk. Apparently this film, The Fourth Kind, you guys have seen the trailer for this, right? It looks like a bad movie, as far as I'm concerned.
The Fourth Kind? Remind me.
With Mila Jovovich.
Right. I think that's probably the only selling point that they have.
No. That's not the selling point. They're selling this as a true story.
No, I'm not... Sorry.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I saw that, but I should probably, correct myself. Huh? I didn't mean that it was the only point that they are selling.
Oh, you mean... the only reason why someone would waste time and look at this.
Yes.
Okay,
so yeah, as Damien is saying, the studio is being sued about this film.
they invented news stories. What the hell is wrong with them?
Doctor, people are also this is phenomenal.
It sounds almost like Barney.
This is a great, great news story.
Are you going scuba diving there? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Miles von Matterhorn.
Lars von
Matterhorn. And even though Damon hasn't watched the episode, I've stopped caring about spoiling How I Met Your Mother for him.
Spoil away. It's not like it's going to be less funny when I watch it.
No, it's not.
It's funny. Exactly.
So yeah, they decided to make up all these fake stories just to make the viral marketing right. But we've seen a lot of good viral marketing over the past few years.
No, we have.
The Dark Knight.
Viral marketing.
District 9.
Bad. Every case. In every case.
And I know listeners...
Very enough.
I like the look of the viral marketing for District 9, though. I have to say.
Fair enough. No, you're wrong. Stop it. Put out regular ads.
Why do you not like viral marketing?
Because it's just waste of time. Right? Just put out the ad. And just leave the ad there.
I mean...
That's all you need. I don't need to go on websites and look at one clip or something.
Alright, hold on. Question.
Yeah, I actually don't like that kind of marketing. The whole 4-minute clips from
exactly.
here and back. Because I hate it. I actually don't want to watch the clips. Because if I want to watch the movie, I'll watch the movie. If I don't want to watch the movie, I'm not going to watch the movie.
Exactly, no amount
clip.
Of go here, do this. You might have a chance to see if you can figure out all sorts of nonsense about why I'm a busy person. Stop it. Put out trailers. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
If you want, give me more information, put out some screenshots, some interviews with directors. I don't want viral marketing. It's nonsense.
Alright, so question. Like, I know we live in Jamaica, so we don't see this firsthand, but we see it on the internet being posted secondhand. One good example is Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That, again, yes, actually. That was a good one.
And I'm coming. Right. The viral marketing for Sarah Marshall went... I remember one bit of it going a bit like this, in that the studio paid for advertising on, like, buses and bus stands, where it would be marked with, like, a poster or whatever saying, Sarah Marshall, you're a bitch, or something like that. And for people like us who were paying attention and know exactly what it was referring to, we would walk up to that and just break out in laughter. Would you agree or no?
Fair enough.
But... don't you think that viral marketing, like, done well like that, could be good?
Could they just have like put the trailer on the billboard somewhere. Would that have been easier? I'm not confused. What about people who have no idea?
They have the regular trailers and posters out, plus this stuff. You're not a fan of viral.
If you put in a banner, then put up a banner, go see Sarah.
Is it that you get confused easily?
Yes, that's
Andrew, I don't think you're the type. I don't think you should be.
Alright, another thing which came out recently was, we all know about this Monopoly movie being directed by Ridley Scott. Plot synopsis came out for this film.
No, I don't want to hear it. Let's not even talk about that. I read that earlier today.
Did you read it?
Yes, I did.
It sounds hilariously bad.
Please, I don't want
apparently,
to.
Apparently. No! There is this guy who's not doing so great in New York City. He's trying to be this business guy.
And so he but at the same time, by his Broadway.
No, even better than that. At the same time, he loves to play Monopoly, and he has decided that he, and he's going to get his friends to help him, is going to break the record for the longest played Monopoly game. His friends, of course, tell him he's stupid.
Okay, so they're going to finish on a Monopoly game.
And apparently they're playing a Monopoly game while he puts his thing forward and stuff. And so he puts away his Monopoly game at the end of the night and he falls asleep. And then when he wakes up, all of a sudden he's got a chance card in his hand. He goes downstairs to get some coffee. There's only Monopoly money in his pocket. But the cashier says, no, that's okay. That's regular money. So apparently he's living a dream. He's dreaming in Monopoly land, and that is the story.
Monopoly.
Ridley Scott.
Yes, Ridley Scott. The Ridley Scott.
Alien.
No, I'm sure.
I'm very sure.
Like, not his brother.
No.
Not
taking off Pelham.
Sir Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott Jr.
See his picture there? Sound nice. It's Ridley.
All from the horse's mouth.
That's only just finally caught up with
it. And he's supposed to be doing the Alien prequel soon enough, so.
Sure. Right, so this sounds weird. Oh, that's the same thing that they do with Risk.
Asteroid. Oh no, sorry, I'm thinking of something else, sorry.
No, you're thinking of Will Arnett, anyways.
Yes, this and this, yeah.
You know, let's just do a movie about someone actually finishing a game of Risk. Like, but that's going to take forever.
No, but that game is awesome.
We should play Risk.
No, I love that game.
Yes, but have you ever completed a game?
I have.
Yes.
Oh.
However,
yes.
It takes about 6 or 7 hours.
No, unless you start breaking rules.
You get Australia, you just stay there. That's how it works.
You just start breaking rules.
I like to take China myself.
Me and you.
What is wrong with you? So, there's so many entry points to China.
It's the
worst strategy ever. You are the first person to die. Australia has
I haven't won many times, but I love it.
Exactly. Maybe there's a reason.
Many times because the game doesn't end.
Anyway, I think
my friend
we
used
probably
to have
should
this
be talking about movies on this movie podcast. So let's go to the next movie news, which is... Oh, look! It's the Risk movie. No, sorry. It's it's Moneyball. And apparently Mark Webb, the director of one of my favorite movies, but definitely not the favorite movie, is about to come out. Has come out on Blu-ray in Britain. Will come out in January.
No, you can claim you've seen the Britain because it's all region unlocked.
I know, that's why I said that it's my favorite movie. How could it be my favorite movie? I'm not like you, Andrew. I don't recommend people movies that I have not seen.
Moneyball.
Which was helmed by Steven Soderbergh and starring Brad Pitt, now might be helmed by Mark Webb, the director of 500 Days of Summer. And that's about as much as I need to know about this film.
Or Bennett Mitchell is
no,
up
that
in the air.
No, that doesn't matter.
Another baseball movie.
Some of them are okay.
Sure.
Okay, well.
No love for Major League?
No, I said sure. I don't like baseball. It's not my fault. Sport is stupid.
Wow.
Do you like cricket?
Yes, because cricket is awesome.
Yeah, we had this argument at UA. Anyways, another item which I noticed.
So you like a game that goes on for 5 days as opposed to one that does not. All right. And there.
Calm down, Douglas. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah, all right.
Stop. No cricket verse.
Involved in your game. Men dressed in tight clothing. And is that a yes or no? That's a yes, sir. That's all I need to know.
No.
Oh,
no. They wear pants and they wear shirts. Sometimes they wear gloves on their left hand, sometimes they wear gloves on their right hand.
Alright, and every time you watch a clip, it looks... Every ESPN Sports Center clip of baseball looks eerily familiar.
And cricket is not the same?
No. Because there's technique involved in cricket.
Oh.
Barry Bonds wouldn't do very well in cricket.
No. Let me see what the chat room is saying at this point.
Are you serious? You're saying that a man who can hit a ball very hard would not do well as a batsman in cricket?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's why Jamaica doesn't win.
So what do you have to say about Chris Gayle?
Chris Gayle has a lot of techniques on... Yes, he can.
Alright, no, I'm stopping this right now. End this. You ended my risk talk. We're ending this.
Movies. Back to movies.
Children, calm down. Another thing I noticed this week on thefilmstage.com.
Who did Rocky Horror Picture Show 30 years ago?
Derailing Andrew.
No, go on, Douglas. What are you saying?
No.
No, I don't know. Who did?
Stay on target, Andrew.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. He was the big guy. He's
right.
Yeah, he's really.
Meryl Barr over at thefilmstage.com did up a write up on Star Trek and its release on iTunes digital download. And I mean, we've always been talking about digital media versus hard discs. I mean, I love buying my Blu-rays and my DVDs. I love holding my discs and saying they're mine, while people have been saying digital is the way to go. Right?
They're so impressionable.
Apparently, Star Trek, as well as a lot of other films coming out now on iTunes for digital download, they've included a ton of special features which you would usually find on your DVDs that you would buy. So the thing that people have been saying finally is that we're finally getting special features via iTunes. So is it time to throw out the discs? Is it?
No.
No?
Because, let me tell you why. It's three letters.
D?
M, yes, that's what it is. DRM. Thank you very much. No, seriously. Come on. When I buy a disc, I own it. They try and keep it from me with these, you know, codes and such, but come on, that's not going to happen. Okay. I can put that on my computer, on my iPhone, or whatever. Yeah, you can, but it's more of a hassle than just putting the disc in and ripping it.
Alright, this is where I'm going to pimp slap all these bastards who keep touting digital download nonsense. There's three things why digital downloads will never, not for the foreseeable future, catch up with physical media. A is the sheer amount of information that you can get on a Blu-ray disc.
But you can get that over a download now. Easily.
No, part of the appeal of downloading is that it is on demand.
Yeah.
Right. Xbox, I think Xbox is, they're doing the best 1080p, the Zune marketplace, they have 1080p downloads.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's 4 megabits. That's the pipe that they send all the information to. A regular Blue is 20. So even though you're seeing 1080, you're really not seeing 1080. You're seeing a...
Well, you see, it depends. Well, it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at streaming, then okay, I give that to you. But if you're looking at like literally downloads, like where I could just say, all right, I know I want to watch this movie, but I'm willing to wait like say 10 to 15 minutes,
right.
You know, then that's different.
The second thing is if you look at internet penetration anywhere that is not North Korea and Japan. Very, very small. Internet penetration, while a lot of people have internet, a lot of people don't have
this is true
broadband internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in America, they have Fios in like 4 places. That's America we're talking. So, no company is going to go out of their way and make all of this available and take on that additional cost for that smaller market. When the discs are cheap and you can print billions of them.
Yeah,
for little or no money.
Remember though, this is the internet penetration will get better very soon. Trust
we've
me.
We've been hearing that for
years. I mean, if you even take, for example, Finland's stance, which is probably indicative of what's going to happen all through Europe, not very soon, but somewhere in the foreseeable future, maybe 10 years, they just made broadband a human right. You know, you are not to be denied access to broadband.
Really?
Yes, they did.
Whoa.
Thought about this.
No, I don't think we ever spoke about Finland and broadband human rights.
So we've seen this easily, but I don't think
I stopped reading Engadget a while back.
So they've done that, and so Europe is on the way. I'm sure the States, with the way that demand is going, they're going to get at least, you know, 10 megabits everywhere.
But you will need a bigger pipeline.
Well, if you want to stream, if you want to stream 1080,
so you want to download 50 gig. How long do you think it's going to take to download a 50 gig file? Let me get this. You're going to pay because that's a lot.
But hold on. Would you say that is any different from buying a Blu-ray disc on Amazon and waiting a week to get it delivered?
Amazon, you might not want to use Amazon as the example because next year they're rolling out same day delivery.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that. It's all right. but do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not that it's not possible.
But
I think it will get there. And actually, digital downloads, they are the way of the future.
It's not the way of the future.
The only thing
it's going to get there.
I agree with you that it's not there right now. But the main reason for me, I know you have your other reasons, but the main reason for me is the DRM thing. Like,
right.
I can't take my movie and do with it what I want. I can't put it on my iPhone because apparently that's illegal. I can't, you know, put it on my computer that I have in my living room and the computer that I have in my bedroom because apparently that's illegal too. You know, it's just ridiculous. So until
they could you, but all right, you're talking about a lot of things you can't do. But all right, I know I'm about to step into Damien saying, but I want to skip that for a moment. That's not. You're not supposed to be able to have two copies.
No.
Running simultaneously.
They say you're not supposed to, and because they say you're not supposed to, we have all agreed with it. Until all of a sudden, now a couple people like me and Damien are like, "But hold on, why?" No, what happens is, if I purchase something, right? I want to be able to use it how I want to use it. I don't want to say, okay, I bought this movie that I can watch. Oh, holy crap, I can only watch it on my computer when I'm running Windows if I have iTunes open. As opposed to, you know, well, if I'm going out and I'm going on the bus, maybe I want to put it on my iPhone so that I can actually watch it while I'm on the bus, you know, to kill time. Or maybe I want to put it to stream it from that computer onto another box that is then connected to the TV so I can see it in like proper 1080p format or something like that, you know? All of these things, all of these demands that a lot of people are placing on big media content is not it's not ridiculous. And at the same time, I kind of see their point, but I think they need to come to a compromise. Their point is that, well, if we allow all of this, it's kind of hard to actually control it, which is true. It is hard to control the proliferation of all of this media. If they just say, yeah, man, here's a file, you can do with it whatever you want. People can then put it wherever they want, and people can take it, and then, you know, you've got all this piracy going on. But I think there needs to be some sort of middle ground where I'm not treated like a criminal because I put a movie on my iPhone.
Alright, well, they keep the fallacy that they keep hitting people with over and over and over is that if we make it easy, then people are going to pirate it.
Yeah.
But people pirate it anyway. Right? There's no... That is what I do. And people who are pirates are going to pirate.
So you're saying you should just make it easy and forget about it.
Exactly. Because people are going to buy it. The people who are going to buy it, making it easier for them won't change the fact that they're going to buy it. They keep saying, oh, because if we make it easy, people are going to pirate it. But that doesn't stop any... Recently, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 came out. Right, which is the biggest.
Oh, was that the one that people were playing on Xbox Live and they got
right.
Yeah.
But
okay.
not even that. They on PC they took away dedicated servers, which is something that a lot of PC players use to play with each other because you know they have control over different various aspects of the game. And Infinity Ward and Activision, the people who create this game, took away that from them and they're like, oh, what are PC players going to do? Because Activision controls all the servers, whatever, whatever. And it didn't take them 2 days to hack in dedicated servers into the game. Didn't take them to the game wasn't out for long enough for me to go, you know, I really should get this on my Xbox for them to put in dedicated servers. Because those people were going to, and people pirated the games and are playing on Infinity Ward servers right now. How do you stop those people? They made it as difficult as they could have made it, right? By controlling the servers that the guys were playing on. They still found a way, right? So it won't stop pirates. It is impossible to do so. So stop punishing. We always talk about every time we put in a Blu-ray, we have to sit there and watch all these ads about
me
not pirating.
I hate that.
And all of this nonsense. Why are you putting that on the disc that I purchased?
I guess they're assuming you downloaded the disc.
Exactly. And if that is the case, if you are assuming that I am stealing this disc, right? Then you need...
Maybe you were someone who's downloaded all your life and you decided once, you know, this movie is good enough, I'm going to buy this disc. And then watching this trailer will make you feel so bad that you'll delete all of your files and buy the DVD version.
You would steal a car, would you? Of course I could, if it was that easy. What's wrong with you? What are you people talking about? Right? Napster proved it. iTunes made it easy with music. And people started buying more music. And then they're blaming. And they kept blaming piracy for why music sales were going low. That had nothing to do with it. People were tired of listening to shitty music. How about that? They were blaming piracy for why movie...
By
revenue
the way,
was going down until The Dark Knight broke $1 billion,
yeah.
Then all of
no,
us...
No. They're still complaining, just to let you know.
Yeah.
But you know what I love? I really love the argument. Or not the argument. I just love how, for some reason, online downloads of music cost the same as a disc that had to be produced with cover art and pages printed and cases created and...
Right.
Music
but
sent,
it, but
shipped, you know, physically to all of these places. Why am
is,
I paying
it,
that?
Hold
money?
On, isn't it the same if like you buy track by track, but if you buy like an album, it's cheaper?
What, by 50 cents?
I'm asking,
no,
I don't
it's,
know.
It's not
plus Amazon has, there's no deals for iTunes songs, but Amazon has deals also for CDs all the time. Can buy the physical disc for cheaper.
I need to
get
it
get
out.
It on.
Yeah.
Like, they just, I mean, I'm glad that iTunes is doing it because this will mean that more people will be...
It what? What are you talking about now?
The
special features.
Oh, special features. Yeah.
Because it will be sent out to a lot more people.
Do you think this is kind of like an extension of the LP thing that they're doing? With
right, I think, right, because they're doing it with music. I think that's what they're doing. More people get, because, to be fair, iTunes does dominate music. And now they're kind of dominating, you know,
yeah.
Download movies.
Do you think?
And they have everybody.
Netflix. Who do you think is number one?
No, Netflix is clearly way ahead of everyone.
Okay.
Everyone owns an iPhone at this point. I'm sure, or some iPod-like device. Right. They may not be on a lot of computers, right? But they do. Own the hearts and minds of everyone who listens to portable music or video. And so iTunes unit, I'm glad that they are. It's about time that someone thought about this. But if they make it very rigid, which I think they're going to do, which is Douglas and my fear, I don't think it's just not going to help, because if you can only send it to your iPod or play it through iTunes.
And not only that, when you send it to your iPod, it's about 20 gigs large, and so you can only store one of them on there.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous. So
or only be played through your ITV. Or if it's...
Did the ITV actually work?
No, the Apple TV apparently is pretty decent.
But it is... No.
No one bought it. Did anyone buy it?
It's not decent. It works. Decent is complete. Did you say Dell put out their mini?
I like the look of that.
Have you seen how powerful that thing?
Yes.
Good lord.
The Zeno HD.
Genius.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Oh
genius.
Man. Actually customized one, and I thought for a very long time before
I did not buy it.
Because that would have been fantastic for the TV, the big TV. Oh man. I was even thinking about it. I was like, listen, what I could do is make a central server that has all the files on it and everybody can stream from. I was just like...
Because I need to build myself a HDPC.
Yeah.
Because the computer that I have now draws on way too much power.
Exactly. And you've seen my computer. I don't want to use that one anymore.
As much as an Intel fanboy as I think I am, AMD has a quad-core... processor.
I almost got that. So
65 watts. Oh my goodness.
But not just that. I went on to Newegg the other day to look for...
It's like 150
I saw a quad-core AMD like 2.8 gigs for $69.
No, but those are the ones that take down like 125 watts.
Well,
not one that... Cause
you want a
lightweight
one,
right?
Alright. Yeah, that's
and the graphics card now are so... unbelievably powerful.
Jadon, yes, crash is horrible. Just
yes,
to let you know. You will get punched in the face, Andrew.
The I didn't have the Blu-ray, so I didn't buy Blu-ray.
Are you going to share this story with the audience? I think you should. Share the story about how you now own a movie that is not available for sale.
And yes, you can see it's a legit disc. I didn't print it.
That was done with an HP 4090.
Yeah, you're right.
I went into our local rental shop, Movie Shack, which is by Barbican, and I saw The Brothers Bloom, and I picked it up, and I thought to myself, I want it, because I want all the specials. Because I rented it already and I watched it, right?
Yeah.
But I want to have it, and I decided, you know, it'd be funny if I went to the cashier and said how much to take it away and never bring it back. I expected the cashier to laugh at me and say you can't, you know, for whatever rule or regulation they might have. But then after the woman looked at me and she said, right, and you know, I thought that was the you're an idiot moment. And then I saw the woman pick up a book and just looked through it, and I was like, so was that a sarcastic, like, I'm crazy, right? Or you're thinking about it, right? She's like, one moment, searching. She's like, yeah, this much money and you can get it. I'm like, all right, here. No.
Andrew, I have good news and I have bad news.
What?
Warner Brothers has rolled out this.
I saw that.
Blu-ray thing?
Right. I have
DVD,
eight discs.
DVD, Blu-ray, for like $7.
$8, come on.
Whatever. But I don't think that's a Warner Bros.
Yeah.
No, this isn't Warner Bros. But I have like 8 DVDs, which is on the list that they have.
Okay.
If you're sending up, I'll send up my Clockwork Orange with you.
I need to figure out like how I can do it so they think I'm in the United States. Because apparently you need to be in the US to do it.
No, just send it to Mailpack. Mailpack will do it for
you.
I guess. Anyways, moving on. Since we've gone on about all sorts of random topics.
We've been talking about a lot of weird stuff tonight.
Yes, which is why I've been quietly sitting here going like, you guys just can't shut up, can you?
Yes, do I.
Andrew has a major in computer science. And doesn't know anything about computers. Doesn't read tech blogs.
I used to read them and I just got bored of them.
Yes. Bored of technology.
Ask me to code an app, I can do it.
No.
Ask me to code a website, I can. Ask me to code something for the iPhone, I can do it. But I'm not going to sit down and read.
You can do
Yes,
Cocoa?
I can.
You're a Cocoa guy? Okay.
I got tired of sitting down and reading about all of this new tech coming out that I'd never handle until I finally get a job with one of these big companies who apparently are not answering me whenever I call to ask for a job.
Those bastards.
Why would they hire us?
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yes, you are welcome.
Moving on into trailers, because we have to move on since Damien has work.
Well, we don't have to.
Douglas showed me this trailer, which Damien probably hasn't seen, called North Face.
Have you seen the trailer for that? Okay, so maybe we should play
it. No, that's Damien Camlin. I'm not playing it. What did you think, Douglas?
What I thought, for Damien, I'll just help you out here. Essentially, the trailer, and this is underselling it completely. It was a bunch of pictures of a mountain set to a soundtrack.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you.
Sounds awesome.
Just reading in the chat, Aaron Desh is saying, "Whoa, Mr. Gucci and Gabbana, Lemonhead and Eraser Man is a Comsci major?"
Yep.
I just thought you guys would like to hear that, because it would amuse you.
Yes, it did. No, back to North Face. This is clearly a movie about a bunch of people climbing the Eiger Face. And the trailer, while it doesn't give away much, again, just like the trailer we watched last week, The Single Man, It looks very good. The soundtrack, of course, is thrilling, you know, it's very good. Maybe it has your, it's, you know, your sort of logic from, what was it, that crappy trailer that I watched that I hated?
Oh, Clash of Titans.
Clash of the Titans. You know, you're like, oh, music makes so much of a difference. Well, maybe this does. And the trailer is pretty decent, I think. Just watching that trailer, I want to watch this movie.
So it has done its job.
It has done its job. What about you, Andrew?
I'm not going to say that I don't like the trailer. It's a good trailer for what it is, because it gives me a feel of those kinds of films like The Descent, which I mentioned on this podcast a couple weeks ago, in that it gives you a situ...
in that it's a movie that looks just like The Cave?
No. In that it gives you a situation and characters just have to deal with the problem that's just occurred. They're put in this extreme situation, which is climbing up the Eiger Face, and then something goes wrong and they have to deal with
let
it.
Let me guess, all these people are white.
No.
It's a German film.
They're red sometimes because of the blood.
It's the same director who did the movie we're talking about tonight. So, I mean...
We'll be watching that movie.
Yeah, I mean,
speaking of, we should probably get our friend we were talking about the other day to come onto the podcast. Anyway,
pronouns, man, pronouns.
No.
I know. I'm just
I use
joking.
Pronouns
I'm joking with you. I'm joking.
Good reason.
I'm joking. Trailer is good, but I don't know if I really want to watch a movie. It's not sold me completely. The next trailer I wanted to talk about was the new Edward Norton trailer, Leaves of Grass.
We don't deal in crystal meth. We don't deal in cocaine. No, sir, we deal in 100% pure Oklahoma grown.
There are certain rules, lines that we don't cross.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Rogue! Restrain yourself.
Rogue!
Check that pickle. And if they ain't got my money, kill those sons of bitches.
Motherfucker.
My brother has been murdered.
I didn't even know you had a brother.
He was my twin, actually.
Sure do look like him.
I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, you're not.
Brady? I guess I kind of got resurrected.
Damien, you've probably seen this now, haven't you? What did you think of it?
Edward Norton, isn't it?
Is there anything left to think?
So it's Douglas's Matt Damon role you're talking about.
I'm an Edlon super fan. Love all these movies.
Hulk Smash.
Who loved that movie? You fuckers are still wrong.
I love that movie.
So, but it's better than Iron.
I agree with you.
Oh,
I'm with you. It's him who's against you.
Silly bastard.
Silly. You call me silly. All I have to say to you is Robert Downey Jr.
All I have to say to you is playing the same character.
What I have to say to you is that character is awesome.
You hate William Hurt for doing what Robert Downey Jr. does.
Because he does it badly.
So Ed Norton plays...
Yes, as the chat room says, back to movies.
He plays a regular type Ed Norton character. He plays this weed-smoking, crazy Ed Norton character. And the weed-smoking one, as usual, gets everyone into trouble. And the Ed Norton has to come and sort it out.
And they're twin brothers.
And... Oh.
Twist.
Thank you, Andrew.
You just spoiled the whole movie for me.
This movie's up.
Yes.
Let's talk about the next one.
It looks like a hot smoking movie with Ed Norton. It looks fantastic. So I like.
One thing that strikes me about this trailer is the look. Like, it looks like a really cheap movie. Like, Ed Norton paid it with his petty cash fund.
He went down the road and said, you know, I need to make a movie.
He was tired of making all these Hollywood films and then... Someone said, hey, I have a script. He's like, I have 10 grand. You want to make a movie?
Let's go. And I'll play two people.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about this. Oh, it just looks cheap.
Yeah, the movie does look like a bit on the low budget side.
But then again, they have Susan Sarandon and Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, because exactly they heard that Ed Norton was in the movie.
Yeah.
And then, alright.
Yeah, this movie looks interesting. I'd still like to watch it, mainly for the same reason that Damien has proposed.
Ed Norton.
Yes. Also, there is Richard Dreyfuss, who, I have to say, he's been in a lot of poor movies. But he kind of looks okay in this one. And the trailer makes him look kind of cool.
He looks like Nick Cage for Bad Lieutenant Cool.
Oh, you know, up to now I haven't seen that trailer.
You don't.
Up to now I don't watch that trailer.
That trailer looks hilarious.
Okay,
even
so
though the movie.
Damien shaking his head in disgust and Andrew nodding his head with fervor.
Let me make this straight. The trailer makes you know that the movie will probably be bad. However, the 2.5 minutes that it's giving you, you laugh yourself silly.
No. You see, here's the thing. Let's forget Exhibit for a moment. Let's forget Exhibit for a moment.
It's never been in a good
Did
movie.
You watch a little film, you know, an independent thing called Ghost Rider?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who was in that movie?
Nicolas Superman Cage.
And who else was in it?
Nicolas Superman Cage. Eva Mendes.
I know they're both Same Latina. Person. Come on.
Same person.
You got to know.
Rosario Dawson.
Alright, so back to Werner Herzog's film, Bad Lieutenant. Who's in it again?
Nick Cage.
And
Eva Mendes.
Oh shit. Sorry.
And Exhibit. And Val Kilmer. I like that movie.
What are you talking about?
He's making fun of me. He's making fun of me.
Yeah, I know, but wasn't my girl in it? Therefore, it must be off. Oh, The Knowing,
not The Happening.
it's the ING. It's, you know, the
not listening. Anyways, we were talking about Leaves of Grass.
We were. That's right. Okay, Leaves of Grass.
Looks cheap, Ed Norton.
Looks cheap, Ed Norton. It's good. Must watch whether it isn't. Next trailer.
The last trailer I want to talk about is it Crazy Hearts?
Yes, it's Crazy Hearts.
Crazy Hearts.
We've talked about Kick-Ass already.
That was last week. No.
Okay, all right.
We can talk about the commentary one.
Kick-Ass looks awesome. You think so as well. Done. Exactly. Crazy Hearts. All right.
With Maggie Gyllenhaal
and the dude.
Mr. Blake, I'm Gene Craddock from The Sun Scene. Tape recorder okay?
Go ahead, man.
What's your real name?
I'm Bad Blake. My tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just gonna stay bad.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled in sevens with nothing to lose.
Where'd all those songs come from?
Life, unfortunately.
Place for the weird bit of time.
I'm 57 years old. I'm broke.
Why don't you sit down and write some songs, huh?
Keep talking.
Cold on your shots.
I keep feeling obliged to apologize for being less than you probably imagined me to be.
Somehow this don't feel like home anymore.
We ought to go out and find some trouble to get into.
Yeah, big trouble.
Alright. My only problem with this trailer is it looks painfully obvious that Jeff Bridges, who he claims has 4 nominations at the Oscars already, but apparently no wins, is once again gunning for an Oscar.
Yeah, well, that's what other articles are saying. They're saying, oh, this is Oscar-worthy stuff. Oscar and I actually
bait.
Think...
Yeah, that bait is the word I would
true.
Use.
True. He's a really great, really
so
good actor.
So that's for.
Except he didn't
no,
go
see,
crazy.
All right. But the thing is,
have you
right,
watched Solo
you,
yet?
Yes, I have. I'm not going to talk
so
about
the soloist was clearly Oscar bait. But would you differentiate between the soloist, which was, by all accounts, because I haven't seen this yet, mm-hmm. bad Oscar bait, to something else? I won't even give an example, which is good Oscar bait, which is worthy
the
of the baiting.
Like
okay,
Dote.
The wrestler, all right. The wrestler,
or the Dote.
So would you differentiate between those two? Would you say actually give Doubt or the Wrestler a pass where you're like, this movie deserves it, but maybe it's Oscar bait, as opposed to something that is Oscar bait but it's crap?
Yes.
So then, why are we so worried about no. Crazy Heart being Oscar bait?
Because
It has the talent
the
behind it. Maggie Gyllenhaal, although she's very ugly, is fantastic.
I do not think Maggie
stop
is
it.
Ugly.
She is
stop.
One of the she
stop.
She
stop.
Is one of the
stop.
Did I tell
better
you,
actresses of
did I tell
right
you about
now.
The Dark Knight commentary? You remember watching when. I think it was a movie blog who did a Dark Knight commentary. And I was sitting down and listening to it, and Douglas came in the room. Oh, yes.
I have followers, yes.
And Douglas came in the room, and there was one guy, I don't know who they are, because I don't listen to movie blog podcasts that often, who was just like, you can always sync. Anytime you have, like, you accidentally mess up the syncing of the movie and the recording, whenever Maggie Gyllenhaal is on screen, I will say hot. So you can always resync.
I'm sure it was some sort of sarcasm-filled commentary there.
I like the ones. Those guys have been doing
I really don't listen to our podcast, but I listen to that one.
Don't listen to me.
No. I just write about Dollhouse and my tears.
I love that post. I brought a smile to my
When you read the title, you were just like...
Anyway, back to the
Crazy Heart.
Current conversation. To tell you the truth, this trailer for me is nothing more than a resume. This trailer doesn't tell me much about the movie, it doesn't show me much about the movie, and it doesn't make me want to watch it. But what it does do is tell me who is in the movie, and because of who is in the movie, I want to watch it. I love Maggie Gyllenhaal, despite her disfigurement. I love... I really, really like Jeff Jeff Bridges. He just sometimes he catches
so
it so well.
That last
scene
is awesome.
Wait,
no.
Shut up.
Was that logical common sense?
No, it wasn't.
Leaving the room.
It's over there. Out the window.
Those two alone sell me for this movie. Clearly, it's a movie about a guy that, you know, is down on his luck and meets a younger woman and falls in love and they're gonna have crap.
Seen that
but, yeah, exactly, yeah, we've never seen that before, duh. But I'll watch it anyway because it's those two people.
No, I'm very biased. I don't believe in this one.
Damien?
Alright. The trailer for this movie looks bad. It does look like Oscar bait. But I will say I'll watch it for the same reason that I watched Doubt last year. What Douglas said, people in the movie will get me to watch it, and I'll hope for the best. Because Doubt, I saw the trailer for Doubt, and of course my bias kicked in immediately. right? I'm like, okay, so they put Meryl Streep with the boss.
Were you the one that didn't like this movie?
Which movie?
No, I loved it.
Okay, so it's you.
Who are you talking about?
Who was it that didn't like this movie?
I don't know anybody that doesn't like Doubt.
Okay. You are on probation.
Until you figure this
out. Figure out which one it is. Right.
We're calling Agatha Christie.
No. I think this movie is fantastic, but I remember one of you saying...
Meryl Streep is in this movie. And the boss. I don't even call him by right name anymore. It's just the boss.
What's going on Twitter? Let's see.
It's on what? I have to watch this movie though. Even though the trailer does look...
This trailer does look bad, but you see, I think the main problem for me is that it sells itself as this musical film.
Oh, stop. Not I'm thinking of Nine.
No, stop. Hold on. Not a musical. film about a musician, like...
Speaking of, Nine is a horrible trailer. Moving on.
Do I get any
yes,
leeway
you do.
At
yes,
all?
You do.
Come on.
Yeah, what you saying?
What was it?
You said it sells itself as a good musical. Keep going.
Yes.
Sorry, Andrew.
What was the Johnny Cash movie?
Walk the Line.
Walk the Line. Okay. It sells itself like statistically as a film about the musician, like Walk the Line kind of thing, with the wrestler kind of mixed with the, as you said, down on his luck coming back in his career thing. But it doesn't give you enough. Like the Wrestler trailer or the Walk the Line trailer did, in plot wise, it just tells you, yeah, that's really happening, to sell you. So I'm with you guys. I'm not sold, but I would watch it just because I love watching Oscar bait films. I want to see Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Love watching Oscar bait films. I should put that on a shirt. On the movie podcast.
Yeah, so let's move on into our feature review.
The movie is The Lives of Others.
Herein. Hände unter die Schenkel, Fläche nach unten. Was haben Sie uns zu erzählen?
Ich habe nichts getan.
Wenn Sie wissen wollen, ob jemand schuldig ist, gibt es kein besseres Mittel, als ihn zu befragen, bis er nicht mehr kann.
Schildern Sie mir noch einmal, wie Sie den 8.
Bei Verhören arbeiten Sie mit Feinden des Sozialismus.
Wenn Sie uns den Namen nicht nennen, muss ich noch heute Nacht Ihre Frau verhaften lassen. Wollen Sie das?
Damien, what you go first? This was your film. You're a baby here. You
right.
Picked it.
Should I play it straight or should I be Damien?
I don't know if you can play it straight.
I'll play it straight. right. So, The Lives of Others, the German film about a love triangle gone awry.
It is, no, it is, Andra. I know you didn't see it because your brain is very puny, but...
It's the size of a walnut.
Or your brain, Andra.
By the way, that wasn't very funny.
I know.
Apparently.
I know.
Alright, so it's about a love triangle gone awry between a very popular writer who has somehow transcended...
Georg. No, I didn't mean that to be
No. I'm trying to run this through my brain before I speak.
Oh, so Damon is having trouble putting words together and we're not making fun of him. Okay.
So it's about the writer who has right, was transcended his small little group of writers and he's now hobnobbing with government officials and other people. He's very popular. And he has a actress for a girlfriend. But it just so happens that this actress has also caught the eye of a government official. And
Very large government official.
This is socialist Germany, and so he abuses his power, as all government officials do. And he hires a... investigator, let's call him. That's what he does. He goes and he finds out things about other people.
A scholarly.
By listening in to them, and then after he's gotten enough evidence, he then interrogates people and gets some answers. And so this man is hired to follow the writer, and he he's there, he's listening to, you know, what is happening in this man's house, because they've bugged the house, and he has to write reports and file them back. And the movie goes on for very long times, not a short movie.
No, it's not, yeah.
And
I learned that last night.
It's very so paced. But the main issue of this movie is, what do you do if you're supposedly a good person, but you are... But you are asked to do something immoral. Do you go along with it?
Just because an ugly person has no clothes on, it does not mean that they're not ugly.
Wow. Wow, thank you. So he's faced with the choice of... He has to investigate this person, but does he... In name of doing what's right, does he file reports that contradict his findings to save an innocent man, or does he do his job straight? And at the same time, the writer, he's asked to do something that is against socialist Germany. He's going to write a couple of articles showing the negative side of what socialist Germany was like. And that is a big no-no at that time. And so the rest of the movie is just about what happens as... You know, this man, he's faced with the choice of turning this man in, although he's being investigated for all the wrong reasons. And the writer, you know, is faced with trying to have this relationship while knowing that there's something going on with this official. And this movie is mediocre. And the reason I chose this movie was to punish Douglas. Because I saw this movie a long time ago, and because it's really highly rated. It's at 8.6 on IMDb.
It won the Oscar for the foreign film at that year. It beat Pan's Labyrinth.
I know. And I saw this movie and I went, this movie's fucking awful. But I only said that because I was bitter. Because it beat Pan's Labyrinth, as Andrew said. And I couldn't... I had to think of a movie that was so bad it would beat The Butcher Boy, but I could not come up with one. So instead, I chose to bait you bastards into watching a long, boring movie, reading subtitles for 2.5 hours. It worked. The movie's not good. Maybe... German people enjoy it. I don't know what the hell Oscar people were looking at when they watched this movie. But this movie is just long and boring. That's essentially what this movie is.
Okay, so Andrew, I believe you have something prepared for this occasion. So I will.
It doesn't work, though. It doesn't work, though. David was supposed to say he liked the movie. No, this doesn't really work. But, alright. Imagine this in your... After I finished watching this movie, I imagined that you liked this movie, which is why you gave it to us to watch.
Right.
And immediately after the movie was done and the credits started to roll, I had this thought.
Rob, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top 5 side ones. Track ones. Janie Jones, Clash. From The Clash.
Mm.
Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye from Let's Get It On. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit off of Nevermind.
Oh no, Rob, that's not obvious enough. Not at all. How about Point of No Return on Point of No Return? Lewis, so you can get up...
Shut up. White Light, White Heat, Velvet Underground.
Okay, that would be on my list.
Though not on mine.
Massive Attack, No Protection. The song is Radiation Ruling the Nation.
Oh, kind of a new record. Very... Excuse me, I was in a minute. Record. Very nice, Rob. A sly declaration of new classic status slipped into a list of old safe ones. Very pussy.
Excuse me, I was
in a minute. Couldn't you be any more obvious than that, Rob? How about, I don't know, the Beatles? How about fucking Beethoven? Track one, side one of the Fifth Symphony. How can someone who has no interest in music own a record store?
For the past few weeks, as we've been going rotating who picks the films, Damon has generally been picking movies he likes, and generally older films that could be considered classics. We had to watch Rafifi. We had to watch Man on Wire. And so on and so forth. And so it felt a lot like, as Jack Black was saying, a lot of safe values, safe choices, and then suddenly he slips in this New Age film, which came a couple years ago, which isn't exactly the greatest, but... So this is the thought that popped into my head. Very pussy.
This movie's long and boring.
So now, as I said, once you just gave your consensus, you've ruined it for me.
Yes, because you think that I have no appreciation for the movies whatsoever, and that I'm somehow cheating by forcing you bastards to watch good movies. But you're wrong.
I thought you were going to be the bigger man.
No, I'm not going to be the bigger man. Andrew has ruined this year for me. No, Douglas has ruined this year for
me. What did I do?
No, it's usually you. Not him. Alright? Between Near Dark and this movie.
Butcher right? Boy.
He has... I'm not even calling the movie name. This youth has ruined my scale. I don't think you understand. I had a definite worst movie of all time. And this youth came out of nowhere. Way out of left field. And just... shattered all of that nonsense. For what? No reason at all. And the worst part is, I couldn't find a worse movie for him to watch. There's no... Andrew, I looked through all the movies I had. I went on the internet. I'm like, what can I make this you watch to punish him for making me watch this movie? And I came up with some Heather Graham movie where she's some waitress. And the movie just wasn't bad enough.
Oh, wait, is this the one where she's a druggie and...
Yeah.
Oh, that movie's pretty bad.
But the movie, it just wasn't bad. I'm like, what can I do to hurt Douglas? And then I'm like, what's going to waste his time? And give him some long, boring movie that he look at and go, oh yeah, this movie looks alright. And won't have any doubts about watching. And then 2 hours later, he'll go... what on earth did I just say? Andrew, I'm sorry to have to get you entangled in my pettiness, but Douglas had to pay. And the worst part is he didn't.
My
movie isn't that bad.
My question is, do I get to play along in this game?
No, because you already did. You've given us bad movies
for a very long time. Yes. I'm on what we call a streak, right? Yes. It can't be called a streak because you're never quite
sure how to use the other. Yes.
You're like, my goodness. You're like, I know Andrew has to watch this movie.
It's an Andrew movie. We have to hope for the best.
Well, the truth about it, my feelings on this film is just plain mediocre in the fact that it isn't a bad movie and it isn't a great film. And I guess I am pretty bitter to the fact when I read up and I found out that it was the year Pan's Labyrinth that came out that it ended up beating that movie, which I loved.
The movie. I'm like, I have to watch this now. And then I went, what?
I love Pan's Labyrinth. I still have to get that on Blu-ray. But whoa, the one thing that got me was when he made his decision as to what he was going to do. Like, at one point, it was clear that he was following orders in that he was leaving things out of the report, basically to make sure that the higher-up man wasn't mentioned so that he could talk to his superior and find out what to do. But as it went along, he realized what the writer was doing, and he should have reported it, but he ended up not doing it. And I wasn't really sure whether it's, as you were saying, the love triangle, or whether it was a fact that he felt something about socialism.
No, it's because he was investigating. He was being forced to investigate this man for the wrong reasons. He wasn't doing it because the government had any real evidence or any real reason to investigate.
But he's done it before.
No, he was before he was doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to protect socialism, as it was explained at the start of the movie when he was in the class. But he's doing it now because some fat bastards want to bone some chick. And he realized that is what was going on. So when he started finding evidence that the guy was doing things that he wasn't supposed to do. He didn't feel right about passing on this information because they shouldn't have known this information.
But all right, early in the film, he's the one who instantiates
the first person
to say, "I want to monitor him."
Well,
right?
Not quite that. He was saying he should be monitored.
He should
because
be.
He's right. Not specifically.
No, hold on. No, and you. I guess you could say that even if he didn't say that, the fat bastard, whatever his name is, I can't remember, he would have probably suggested that he be monitored, and then the job would have been given out, and blah blah blah. But do you think that it's odd in that sense that he decides he's the initial person in the film to say, "I want to monitor him because he looks suspicious," and then eventually after he finds this out, he changes his mind?
There's definitely some plot holes in the movie, and because it drags on for so long, you start forgetting any of the details that came in at the first section of the movie. And the thing is, I was going to make... Have you seen The Counterfeiters?
No.
I bought the movie.
That movie is phenomenal. I was going to pick that. That was going to be my original pick.
Before
Douglas took us down this road. And you're welcome, Douglas. What do you think of this movie?
Okay. So, this movie was 2.5 long hours of
absolutely nothing happening.
Goodness.
You're
lying. I like this movie.
Damien,
I have
failed.
Just stolen your happiness.
And for the first time, Damien has left the room. Good night.
Come back! Come back to
me! I actually don't think he's coming back. Wait, no, he's back.
Man, there's nothing to like.
Like Top Gear, he's back.
I enjoyed this movie.
Airline.
There have been a couple articles lately that kind of emulate the sort of feeling that I have about this movie. And those articles speak of this concept that slow is not necessarily
bad. That was on
bad.
Film School Rejects. I saw that.
It's more than just Film School Rejects. I've seen it around because I think a specific movie is being talked about because it's slower. So I don't know. I've seen... I can't remember. I only read these headlines. Come on.
Don't do much reading.
The movie isn't bad. It's just mediocre.
No, I like this movie. I wouldn't say it's a great film, but I really did enjoy it.
What
did
you like about this movie, Douglas?
I enjoyed the story. Don't laugh at me, sir.
I'm very sorry.
First of all, one comment I wanted to make. As the movie started, it started with a little interrogation.
Yeah.
And there were a few interrogation scenes throughout the movie. All I said to myself, humorously, as it was going on, he's no Hans Lander.
I enjoy...
And you shouldn't get that joke.
But I do for some strange reason.
But so Damien, I enjoyed the triangle, as you say. It really was a triangle. I believe that he really had, if not falling in lust with this lady, he had some sort of affinity for the actress. And that drove him to do a very many things that he would not normally do. I liked that aspect of the story where this man is almost forced, not, you know, by a gun to his head, but forced by whatever reason to do something against his will, essentially. There were a couple times in the movie where you saw he tried. He said, "No, I really am supposed to report this to certain people. I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do." And he just couldn't because, you know, maybe somebody said something to make him think, "No, but I really shouldn't."
I also like the fact that the two guys are never in the same scene together.
You mean Georg and
there's never a confrontation because they do find out by the end of the movie
about
what
other.
Exactly transpired and
yes.
What led to the situation that happened at the end. But there was never. Any American movie, there'd have been a confrontation.
You mean like The Conversation?
Well, you know, it's pretty simple, these American movies. You've got an initial confrontation which results in no outcome, a bunch of stuff in the middle, and then an fight, ending.
Right. Someone has to...
Somebody has to win. Exactly. Right. Anyway, back to the topic. This movie, I thought first of all, I thought it was pretty. It wasn't very pretty in the sense of, you know, you've got all of these major panning shot and the cinematographer says no, you need the light to be like this and you need this person to, but I thought that it was really good looking. I enjoyed the, I don't know why, but I've become a fan of a lot of these very laid back and laid back movies where the camera, you know, it doesn't move too much, it stays still, but it's a perfect and a pretty shot. Exactly.
Instead of using the camera, it's using camera tricks to enhance the scene.
Exactly, and that's what this movie does a lot of. I enjoyed the relationship, even though I can't remember his name, HX something something something, Risa, I think, or Weezer or something like that was his name, the guy who was listening. Even though he never actually interacts with his prey, with his people that he's listening to, there is a solid and a tangible relationship between them, and I love how the movie plays on that. It's just things like that. It's not, clearly it's not because I love the action,
but,
or because I love
hearing what you're saying, but what raised it above, you know, just being an alright film and middling film?
That's a good question, and to tell you the truth, I don't know. It's not, when I watch films and I say, oh, I love this movie, as opposed to not liking another one, a lot of the time, unless, you know, there's some glaring deficiency,
right.
You don't, there's no real reason for why you like something much more and why you don't like something as much, you know. So and there probably is, but it's all, you know, in the subconscious, and you just kind of look at it, and if you were to spend hours watching the film and you say, okay, that exact detail is why I like this movie much more.
But you've seen, you know, Pans, right?
No, I still haven't seen Pans. I've seen bits and pieces.
God's name is wrong.
You're going to ask me if it's better and I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Well, it isn't.
But what I will say is that I have watched quite a few Guillermo del Toro films, and
Completely different films.
So, no, I know, but there's not just Hellboy. There's this thing called Blade 2. There's thing called Mimic. There's, did direct Mimic.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, Pans is the reason why people adorn all this love onto him is really because of Pans.
But he had the love before Pans, which is why I don't understand. And that is actually... Yeah, he did. And that's actually why...
enjoy Hellboy.
I don't get it. And I'm almost... I shouldn't say disgusted. But I'm very much turned off whenever I hear his name. Even The Orphanage, which I actually think is a great film.
He didn't direct it.
I know he didn't direct it, but the fact that his name was attached... I was not going to watch
that. You watch Joss Whedon's
thing. Yeah.
Except you don't have a good thing that you like from him yet.
Oh, this is true, yes. Anyways, I guess we can wrap up now, because we're going close to time and all sorts of madness. Also, just to let you know, Dave's in the chat room and he's suggesting that we all go and watch New Moon and review it.
I'd love to, Dave. I would.
Excuse me. There's another Moon film. There's Moon 2.
Yes.
The new Moon. Yes.
We'll take it. We can't tell you yet. Well, you'll find out when we get there.
This sounds like a trick. No, I'm not watching any Twilight movies. They were crazy. You lost your mind. What?
Listen, I'm going to watch Twilight. You know why? Because I have been promised by...
We've set it up. We're going to go...
We are going to watch with a twihard, I believe is the term, the phrase, the nomenclature. Yes,
what?
A twihard.
A hardcore Twilight fan.
And I'm not really going to watch the movie. I'm going to watch her. I'm just going to sit down and watch her.
That sounds empty, but still, I have to see Twilight.
Anyways, I guess we can wrap it up
the
there.
The third Twilight is being directed by David Slade, which makes me kind of lean towards possibly giving it a chance.
It's still Twilight. Oh, do you? You know what? Sorry. I was looking through all of the trailers that I have, and I saw the trailer for The Covenant again.
Oh, yeah.
That trailer is still awesome. But the movie, that is the biggest beta.
Wait, sorry, what did you just say?
The do you remember the trailer?
I do.
Right, when...
And the car crashes and it comes. How is that awesome?
No, the movie's terrible.
How does that even translate into trailer being good?
That is the greatest 45 seconds. That's genius. Genius.
Damien, no wonder you thought this movie was bad.
That is the reason why everyone.
Your whole rating system is on whack, friend.
Relax. That is the reason why everyone went to see that movie. Right? No one saw that movie based on the reviews of that movie. Everyone saw 45 seconds and went, this could be awesome. And then you go, what did they get from here to that movie? The movie's god awful. Oh lord. What has it? I'm going to keep that trailer though. To remind myself, you know, I can be tricked. They be great trailers. That's true. I should get that trailer. I don't have the movie anymore. That movie's terrible. I should get by that trailer. That
trailer's... Can't remember the last one that tricked me as much as Hancock did.
Oh, no, Hancock. The Covenant. Definitely The Covenant.
Well, I wasn't fooled with The Covenant.
Yeah,
that's the
no,
difference.
No. Yeah. I mean, clearly... What
am I allowed to wrap up now?
Sure.
Whoa. So yeah, that was the podcast. just to let everyone know, there's a poll on the website still going for the movie we're going to review next week. It's going to close in a couple of days.
Vote your race ahead.
Who's leading?
The apartment is leading.
Yes.
With four votes, which somewhere
four
deep down
votes,
in my gut,
guys,
I assume that Damien
four.
Voted four times.
Yes, I voted. Every night. It allows me to vote again.
So yeah, go and vote for the film you want us to review. We have The Apartment, Eraserhead, and Lemon Tree up.
Can you like have negative votes? Like,
no, you cannot.
I'll
please
take down the
go.
Votes.
Only
vote
I can do
Eraserhead.
Only I can
David
do that.
David Lynch for the win.
This is Andrew.
And this is Douglas.
This is a very disappointing.
You gotta try harder than that to get
no,
me to hate a film.
No, I knew that the movie was that. It's nothing. I can't compete with that movie.
Anyway, this is all of us saying goodnight.
As
yeah, from
you
the unnamed newsman.
Gman Reviews on Twitter.
And my Twitter name is DJR Lost His Name.
You can find the podcast on gmanreviews.com, the podcast LA and iTunes, and you can email us unnamed at gmanreviews.com.
Damien, shut up.
That is his Twitter page. Damien, shut up.
Good night, folks.
Therapy spike.